one of the prayers of Imam Zain al-Abidin, peace be upon him, upon the bearers of the throne and on all the angels honored with divine nearness. In the name of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate. O Lord, the bearers of thy throne never grow tired of hallowing thy name, are never wearied of remembering thy holiness, are never exhausted by adoring thee, do not prefer default to earnest effort in obedience to thy command, and never fail to have intense love for thee. And Israfil, the trumpeter, the vigilant, who is waiting for thy permission in order to warn the dead who are lying in the tombs with the blast. And Mikail, the honorable in thy sight, and the holder of lofty rank in thy service. And Jibrail, the trustee of thy revelation, who is obeyed among the residents of thy heavens, is respectable in thy sight, and is nigh to thee. And the Spirit, set in command over the angels of the curtains, and the Spirit proceeding from thy command. Therefore let thy blessings descend on them, and besides them on angels who are the inhabitants of thy heavens, entrusted with thy messages. Those who know blame effects on account of lassitude, no fatigue on account of toil, and no indolence. Neither do the desires engage them away from hallowing thy name, nor does forgetfulness or negligence prevent them from glorifying thee. Their eyes are bent downwards so that they do not direct their sights towards thee. Their chins are lowered. Those whose liking for what is what thee has existed for a long time. Those who are eager to recall thy favor. Those who humble themselves in the presence of thy greatness and the glory of thy majesty. Those who, when they see hell flaming for the disobedient, say, glory to thee, we did not worship thee as thou didst deserve to be worshipped. Therefore bless them and the Ruhaniyuns from among thy angels. Bless the deservers of nearness in thy sight, the carriers of tidings of unseen to thy apostles and entrusted with thy revelation. Bless the hosts of angels whom thou hast appointed for thyself, made independent of food and drink, by making them remember thy holiness and hast established them within the apartments of thy heavens. Bless those waiting at its confines when thy command descends for the fulfillment of thy promise. Bless the keepers of the stores of rain and the drivers of clouds. Bless those at whose angry rebuke are heard peals of thunder when the storm clouds move with their deadly lightning flashes. Bless the companions of snow and hail, and those who descend with the drop of rain where it comes down. Bless those in control of the supplies of winds and those posted on mountains that never quit their places. Bless those whom thou hast told of the quantities of water and the measure of what is brought down by heavy rains. Bless the angels who are thy messengers to the inhabitants of the earth of evil calamities that are to come down and of agreeable prosperity. Bless the venerable virtuous messengers and the honorable guardian scribes. Bless the angel of death and his assistant. Bless Munkir, Nakir, and Ruman, the examiner of the dead in tombs, and those who walk round the heavenly temple. Bless Malik and the guards of hell, Rizwan, the keepers of paradise, and those who do not disobey Allah in what He commanded them, and do what they are ordered to do. And those who say, peace be upon you for your patience, behold how good an abode is the world hereafter. Bless the guardian angels, who, when told to catch him and chain him, then fling him into hell, quickly advance towards the sinner, and do not grant him respite. Bless the one who we omitted to mention and whose position we did not learn from thee, nor for what purpose thou didst appointed. Bless the angels of the air, the earth, and the water, and those of their number who are set over thy creatures. Therefore, bless them on the day on which every soul shall come with a sight and a shahid, and favor them with a blessing which may add honor to their honor and purity to their purity. O Allah, and when thou hast blessed thy angels and thy apostles and conveyed to them our blessings on them, be pleased to grace them for enabling us to speak well of them. Verily, thou art generous and bountiful.